This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly this beautiful Saturday, none other than Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean 1. That's my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, double E. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, there's so much to talk about, but again, just keeping it as fresh as possible. Did you hear how the conservatives just put the mic up to the criminal's mouth once again? Barack Hussein Obama, he wants to get rid of assault rifles. He wants to keep Americans safe from terrorists. Can you believe the irrationale in what you're dealing with? Can you believe the irrationale, friends, as to what you're submitting yourself to? As to really take this guy serious as a legitimate president of any country, folks? I mean, folks, this man, if you want to know who's responsible for what's going on in your country, just look no further than to the White House. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a couple minutes. But to add on to that, folks, did you know that the Russian revolutionary, Vladimir Lenin, did you know that he said one man with a gun can control 100 without one? Did you hear what I said? Vladimir Lenin, keep in mind, Joseph Stalin, the dictator himself, he was the one that was responsible for killing 20 to 40 million of his own people. And keep in mind, Joseph Stalin was also the man that said the system of terror was essential. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Do you not yet, America, understand who the enemy is? Why is it that people such as a matter of fact, I just got a live feed here a couple minutes ago. You know, it came around. You guys all have heard of Andrew Breitbart, right? My former attorney was friends with him. He was actually in the bar the day Andrew Breitbart was killed when he walked outside. He said there was nothing wrong with Andrew. He walked out. This is first-hand, friends, information. He walked outside of the bar, and he was dead. But keep in mind, Andrew, that following Friday, he was going to expose Barack Hussein Obama to make sure that he put the kibosh on his re-election cycle, which was coming up, right? And then that day, he was killed. Is that not interesting? But that must be a theory, too, right? But going back to this, friends, Breitbart, by the way, he was a complete God hater, for those that didn't know, and he was also a creator of Huffington Post, which about is anti-American as it can be, friends. Just looked at Huffington Post, and it's interesting how many conservatives feed off them people's lies. Isn't that crazy? But going back to Breitbart, Breitbart just reported that Obama lied. Here, friends, news flash. The Breitbarts just reported that Obama lied to us about ISIS. Really? Hey, folks, 7 3/4 years later, all of a sudden they're coming to the realization that Barack has lied to us. Now, keep in mind, Barack is the one that sent F-16 to the Muslim Brotherhood, right? You remember that, right? You know that he gave aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion of your tax dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood. But Breitbart and the conservatives of the day are just catching on to the fact that Barack lied to us about ISIS. Friends, who is ISIS? Why won't they bring about a correlation between American government and who ISIS really is? Because we know who ISIS is. Everything that this president is doing is benefiting ISIS, right? Come on, you can say it. Because about the time, because God already told us what was going on here. But what's sad about it is you wait for your favorite conservatives to tell you that Obama lied to us about ISIS. And about the time you take heed to it, it's too late. But keep in mind, God already warned you as to what was coming a long time ago. Just so you know. Oh, by the way, ISIS, Barack lied to us about ISIS, America. Said Breitbart. Here's the conservatives for you. This is how slow they are on the uptake, friends. Barack is lying to us about ISIS. Wait a second. So he sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood, who are known terrorists. He gave them $1.5 billion of your tax dollars. He's appointed to Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties. We talked about that on Monday and Tuesday. He releases five or more high-risk detainees from Guantanamo Bay. And America is still trying to figure out who the terrorists are and who ISIS is, right? Who's responsible for the creation of ISIS. And then we find out that over and over and over and over again that Barack Hussein Obama and this criminal administration is doing everything in its power to benefit ISIS. But hey, friends, here's the good news. Breitbart just came out today, not very long ago, folks, about a half hour ago, and they wanted you to know that Barack has been lying to us about ISIS. Really? Do you remember what former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, said about what's going on globally, friends? He said, this individual, Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, he's on record stating what I'm about to tell you. He said, the truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. We just found that out 2 weeks ago, but I've been telling you this for a long time, just like I've been telling you about all the things that you're facing now years ago. When nobody had a clue, well, everybody was pointing their finger back at me and saying, oh, that's just too far. That's just too radical, Bradley. Really? How's that working out for you today? Hillary Clinton 2 weeks ago came out and admitted that Al-Qaeda is a creation and ISIS was a creation of the CIA. Okay. Go back to the Secretary Robin Cook, his quote. He said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligence officer knows this. This is what he said. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America, said he. Of course they are. Of course they are, because we see this administration since September 11th under George W. Bush as well, attacking and assaulting the American people on a daily basis. Yet America, hey, the conservatives of the day, Breitbart came out today and they told us, you know what? Everything Barack has been telling us about ISIS is completely fabricated. No, friends, it's a complete fabrication. You're under attack by this administration, friends. Now they want to disarm you. But what did the communist Vladimir Lenin say again? One man with a gun can control 100 without one. He wants to stop terrorism by disarming you, America? 2 + 2 = what? Come on, America. Open them up. Open them up. We'll be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Folks, I would like for some of these conservatives and these counterfeit Christians to call in, folks, at any time. These are the people that have been throwing the lies to you folks for a long time. And I want to tell you why the likes of the Breitbarts and the conservatives of the day, friends, won't bring about the correlation between ISIS and Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, folks, it's the fruits of the tree. It's the fruit of the tree. You cannot deny the fruit. And as I said right before the break, friends, Breitbart, man, they're coming out and saying that everything Barack Hussein Obama has said about ISIS is completely a lie. Of course it is. But they also acknowledge that everything he does benefits ISIS. Yet when you talk about the fruit on the tree, because we know that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, they don't want to acknowledge it. Now, I'm going to tell you why they don't want to acknowledge it. And I'm talking about the conservatives and or the counterfeit Christians. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to contend with me about what's going on, you're going to contend with scripture and facts. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to tell you why the likes of the conservatives, friends, won't bring about the correlation between ISIS and Barack Hussein Obama. Because if they did, it would be an expose on themselves to what they should have known a long time ago. And furthermore, you need to understand the reason they don't want to bring about the correlation and they want to keep playing stupid, friends, is because you need to understand it requires a response. And the furthest thing in the minds of the conservatives, believe me, firsthand, the furthest thing from the minds of the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians is to actually have to do anything about the problem, right? But again, friends, you're being told by the conservatives today, folks, they're about, what, 7.5 years too late? In some cases, they're 14 years too late. Right? But folks, we've seen that since September 11th, this government continuously, this administration, which is foreign to American government, assail the American people on a daily basis and give way to your foreign enemies. Your sworn foreign enemies, might I add. I mean, folks, you got the administration releasing Guantanamo Bay terrorist-tied individuals, releasing them back to their prospective countries to fight America on another day by this administration, and they're still trying to figure out if what Robin said was true or not, Robin Cook. Again, he said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. Folks, I told you, and I'm going to continuously tell you, that ISIS is the brand new version of Hitler's SS globally. That's all they are. That's all they are. How come we don't release our military, our Marines, our bad boys, and our Navy SEALs onto these people? No. He takes our Navy SEALs. He sends them overseas. There's a trade-off through Extortion 17. A lot of our Navy SEALs get killed, which, by the way, Navy SEALs don't die, but the American people accepted that as well. And just recently, he released more of our Navy SEALs over to the Middle East to make them a prey for a turkey shoot. If you haven't seen The Lone Survivor, folks, it was called Operation Red Wing. That was a setup from start to finish. And so was Extortion 17, friends. That was a setup from start to finish. Okay? On our guys. Okay? I don't care. I don't care what they say. What they are doing, friends, is obvious. It's as obvious as the nose on their faces and on your faces as to what's going on. But just 2 weeks ago, he sent more of our Navy SEALs over to the Middle East, not into America where you're becoming a prey to those that he's pulling down the walls to make way for your enemies to plunder the American people in this country. That's what's happening. Who's doing this? In the face of the American people, who's doing this? The administration is. So who's he benefiting? He's benefiting ISIS, this created SS, which is only a global brown shirt to create chaos, to bring in a new world order. That's all this is about, friends. And again, I don't understand it because when I go to Scripture, it tells me exactly what's going on, and I know God is right. Because when you look at the history of mankind, this is exactly what we're in again. But the American people would rather listen to the conservatives that don't want to take responsibility or the counterfeit Christians and keep acting like they don't know who ISIS is. Yet he gets on television and on the radio just a couple minutes ago, and he said he wants to make Americans safer by disarming them before their sworn enemies, in which he's making way into America. Hello? Hello? One man with a gun can control 100 without? One? Why would Barack want to disarm you, America? Why is the UN so busy trying to disarm you, America? Listen again. Vladimir Lenin. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. Okay, so I don't mean to play stupid here, friends. I really don't. But this is what people put up with. Why you put up with it, I don't know. Here, I do know, I'm sorry. Because if I go to Jeremiah 5, verse 21, it says, hear now this, O you foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. The Lord said, fear not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain both the former and latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. He said this, your lawlessness and your lawless deeds have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you, America. If you want to know where we're at today, study the book of Jeremiah because it's the heart of God. And I'll tell you what, he doesn't owe us anything but the wrath that we deserve in this country. But the fact of the matter is, he's merciful. He sends forth his prophets to warn you as to what's going on. Hey, folks, the conservatives are not the prophetic. Hey folks, the counterfeit Christians, they're not the prophetic. They're saying peace, peace when there is no peace. They're the ones putting your head back onto the false grace pillow, saying, oh no, everything is okay, when it's not okay. It's time for you, America, to wake up as to who's responsible for what's going on. And going back to Vladimir Lenin, by the way, who said one man with a gun can control 100 without one. Remember, Barack just said he wanted to keep you safer by disarming you before Muslim radicals in this country. And that's all you have to do is understand the Quran, friends, and go back to the book of the Quran and just see that they're called to kill the infidels. And by the way, Barack is the one that stood up and said, you know what, we're not going to allow anybody to slander the prophet of Islam in any sense of the word. Allah, no way, we're not going to tolerate that. I mean, this is so ridiculous. I'm embarrassed for my country. I'm embarrassed for these people. And again, keep in mind, the likes of Breitbart and the likes of the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians out there, the reason they won't make the correlation is because then they're going to have to take responsibility, and you're going to find out at the end of the day that they were the problem. When I say, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, folks, it's true, and they know it. But I want to tell you what heaven says. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. It's all being uncovered. And what's sad about it is in the Bible, it says that, you know, when the Lord would speak to his children, he would say, Abraham, Abraham. He would say, Moses, Moses. Samuel, Samuel. But to the American people, he has to say, hello, 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 hello. It's in front of your face. 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 Do you not see? Do you not see? Do you not see? Do you not see? Who's responsible? Who's responsible? Who's responsible? Who's responsible for what's going on here? America, you're responsible for allowing him to do what he does. You're responsible. Because this country and the government is we the people, not they the government. And unless you want to fall in line with the conservatives that have gotten you painted up into a corner and your walls to the back, and you in your backs to the wall, I'm sorry, and you want to keep listening to them, you keep doing it to your own demise. But if you want to take heed to the Word of God and understand that this is not a game, and you need to understand, just to show you in parallel to that, do keep in mind, again, Joseph Stalin disarmed his own people, and he massively murdered his own people. 20 to 40 to 60 million people, just like Mao Zedong. And if you want to look at who this administration is emulating to a T, it's Mao Zedong. You are dealing with some sick-minded jokers that are not kidding, and the joke is on you, America. So again, taking responsibility for as to what's going on in this country, America, it's up to you. But if you want to keep playing stupid, you deserve what you got coming. And how do you show mercy to a people that could care less? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. And folks, we're talking about your mercies, not a foreign country's anymore. We're talking about you today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I just wanted to give you a shout-out, too, friends. Thank you for making us the number one show on GCN. Every once in a while, we'll just check the gauge, see what's going on over there, and you guys got us right up on the top there, so we totally appreciate it. Again, what we have been talking about, and again, friends, I want the listeners or new listeners to know that, listen, I'll show all due respect to a call. If you want to add to, great. If you want to contend, great. We can do that, too. That's your call. But if you're insincere, disingenuous, or you're a flat-out liar, I'm going to deal with you, okay? And the way that we do that is we expose the darkness by being the light that we're called to be. It tells us in Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And that's exactly what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And folks, I've been in ministry for 20 years, and guess what I've been doing for 20 years, friends? Guess what I've been doing for 20 years? The exact same thing that I'm doing right now. If I'm not out there doing high school assemblies, I'm doing colleges. If I'm not doing colleges, guess what I'm doing? I'm on the radio. I'm doing interviews. I'm doing television. I'm being spent constantly. I'm doing convention centers. I'm playing in a band, a Christian metal. Hey, folks, we're being spent for the cause. And it's important that we're being spent for the cause because the heart of Christ is to seek and save that which is lost. And that's exactly what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Speaking of reproving more darkness, you guys have all heard of the fact-checking Snopes, right? S-N-O-P-S. I'm sorry, S-N-O-P-E-S. Snopes, right? You know, it's interesting because you'll see these on live feeds every once in a while. Well, Snoop said, Well, Snoop said, and I knew when someone first threw that out there, they were attacking someone. Well, that's not what Snoop said. So in other words, if you tell the truth, they'll say Snoop said something contrary to that. Well, okay. Well, popular myth-busting website Snoops originally gained recognition for being the go-to site for disapproving outlandish urban legends such as the presence of UFOs in Haiti or the existence of human-animal hybrids in the Amazon jungle. Okay. Recently, however, the site has tried to poise as a political fact checker, but Snoop's fact checking looks more like playing defense for prominent Democrat criminals like Hillary Clinton, and its political fact checker describes herself as a liberal and as Republican, regressive, and afraid of female agencies. Now, here, you'll understand everything here. They're liars. They have no credibility. And I'm humored by the stupidity of the people that say, well, Snoop said, well, this is what they said. I mean, they speak of it as if it's the gospel or something, America. See how they love to adhere to the lie and they hate the truth? Why? Lest their deeds should be wrought in God. Read John 3:18 when you get a moment. But listen to this. Snoop's main political fact checker is a writer named Kim LaCapria. Before writing for Snoop's, LaCapria wrote for Inquisitor, a blog that, oddly enough, is known for publishing fake quotes and even downright hoaxes as much as anything else. America, America. And you thought they were telling you the truth. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, have you ever heard the manifestation of demonic activity within a man? I just want to know, because we have a faithful brother from another mother out there doing his job, preaching and protesting and resisting those that murder the innocent in the womb. I want to play a piece for you. I want you to understand that the devil you're about to hear is an actual abortion doctor. He's been given permission by your government, America, which is foreign to American government, who has sanctioned the murder of the innocent. He is a murderer getting paid by your tax dollars, saith the government, right? I wonder where they derive that authority from, because it's not from the Constitution. Oh, I get it. From the ignorance of the American people. That's exactly right. But going back, I want you to listen to the manifestation of this abortion doctor when he's being confronted by a faithful man of God. Check this out.
I pray, sir, you got to repent, sir. You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well...
Stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Hey, folks, this is demonic activity. That's what's going on here. Did you hear this guy? This is an abortion doctor responding to a
Christ,
preacher,
sir.
Standing in front of his murder clinic. Do you hear this guy manifesting? I mean, as a matter of fact, there was a friend of mine out of D.C. today that was on a live feed, and it's like, dudes, if you have not seen this, take a listen. This is a manifestation of the demonic. Replay that, Sam. I want you to listen to the whole of this, friends. Check this out.
Friends, I pray, sir, you got to repent, sir. You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well...
Stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you...
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much
and
so.
And you will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the baby.
Yeah, apart. I will.
Keep tearing the baby
I
apart.
Will.
Hey, folks, is this like crazy? And what's interesting about it is in front of this murder clinic where this murderer was manifesting, literally, folks. I mean, you get kind of a chill going down your spine listening to this joker. But the fact of the matter is he knows who I am, right? Hey, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, And this guy right here I know too, because all of a sudden I'm starting to manifest and the sons of Sceva and the devil they serve don't have any power over us, because we know those that are born again of the Spirit of the Most High God have been empowered over all the works of the enemy. Isn't that interesting how that works when you know your authority? How the enemy knows who you are? Just think about that, America. If you actually meant what you said, the enemy would know who you are, rather than you knowing who he is and praising his works by allowing him to do what he does. Now, going back to this individual, this faithful man of God, that was protesting in front of the abortion clinic, the murder clinic, there was a cop protecting the doctor. There was a police officer protecting the doctor that was murdering innocent babies in the womb. Why are you confused? There was a police officer protecting this devil that was murdering the innocent in the womb. And furthermore, he was getting paid to do it. He was being protected by a police officer from people that might stop him from the murder of the innocent in the womb. And folks, the state-controlled narrative is to make you out to be a lunatic for actually defending them babies. And you fell for it. You drank the Kool-Aid. You went along with the PC, traitors to principles. You know it is political correctness, friends. Yeah, you just know how to watch your P's and your Q's, don't you? Oh, yeah. Your enemies thank you for that. They really do. Hey, but you know what was interesting about that last piece is when this man of God was actually telling him that he needed to repent. It's interesting how he was talking to this man that was manifesting the murder doctor, right, as they call him, the murderer. It was interesting that he was telling him he was going to stand before God on Judgment Day. Let me set that straight just a little bit. I high-five this man all the way, by the way. Praise God for you, brother. I'm glad you're out there. We're behind you 100%. But America is going to stand before God on Judgment Day for allowing these doctors to commit the heinous acts of murders concerning the innocent in the womb. The American people are going to have to sit there and stand there on Judgment Day along with this murderer that was allowed to murder the innocent in the womb. They're all going to have to sit there together or stand there together on Judgment Day and answer to God as why 318 million people allowed this devil manifesting criminal to murder the innocent in the womb. That's who's going to stand before God on Judgment Day. I just wanted to set that straight because, America, you do need to understand. You can go ahead and pass the buck all you want, but I want to tell you something. The buck stops here. You're responsible. I mean, even watching this video, folks, you can see this guy's got some friends. But this man of God knew his authority, and he was taking it to the enemy. That's what you're called to do in the first place. Read Exodus 23 when you get a moment, friends. So, what I'd like to do at this particular point, friends, is I'd like to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, and I want to highlight some of the stuff going on in your country. And again, we have on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, yours truly, Mrs. Hillary Clinton. Yep. Hillary's got an absolutely anti-American stance on guns. America, who's asking Hillary? Hey, furthermore, the only reason she's piping up, friends, is because they want to legitimize her. How come she's not in prison yet, friends? At least. How come she's not in prison, America? I mean, folks, it is absolutely amazing to me that when you see cops, because I know that the Barack Hussein Obama and his administration, they're trying to do everything in their power to divide and conquer, But isn't it interesting how the American people, when they see a cop not do his job for righteousness' sake, how angry they get? Hey, and rightly so. I mean, can you imagine what the Lord feels about his church that fails to keep his commandments concerning people like the likes of Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and the likes of the Bush regime? Wow. I mean, he's got to be all the more on edge concerning what's going on. And that explains why we're under the judgments of God in this country. No question about it. Hillary Clinton has an absolutely anti-American stance on guns. Folks, why does she want to disarm you? Hey, you do know she's committing the act of treason with the Russians, right, by selling uranium ore from them, those lunatics out there on the coast there in Oregon. You know, those patriots that are trying to warn you as to who she is and what she's about. I mean, but folks, forget about the 147 dead people around her and her husband's administration. I mean, let's not think about that. Yeah, pretty crazy stuff. It really is. And so we're going to come right back to this. And folks, we're going to get to the hot topic in hour two, but I just like shooting from the hip the first hour because I got the time. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yeah, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, for all the emails and calls I get during the week, I would think that there'd be some more heroic spirits out there that would actually be willing to pipe up and tell it like it is. What do you think? 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, I'm being a little facetious today on some points, friends, because I'm trying to keep my sanity here, right? That's why I stay in the Word. For real. Here's another one. Here's one of those unthinkable moments. And keep in mind everything going on in this country, from the transgenders to the homosexuals to abortion to the Muslims, from A to Z. You got to keep in mind, friends, they're using these small group of people to attempt to divide and conquer. They're attempting to stir up domestic insurrection to attack without. Mark my words. Don't let this be one of those I told you so's, folks, in the coming days, because I'm telling you, I'm right on the smack with this one. They're attempting to, this is communism all the way around. And again, friends, you need not look any further than those that are allied with this criminal administration that you've tolerated for a long, long time. Here's another one of these unthinkables. You do need to keep in mind, friends, this is who they really are. You know this transgender garbage that I was talking about last week when I was in L.A., what I seen on the billboard? This is the people behind the scenes. This is who they are. You need to understand this isn't just like some, you know, fluke happening that they just want to give a small group of people their rights that God didn't give them. No, these are crimes, not rights, right? But you do need to understand, this is who they are. So when they're trying to, you know, basically advocate the transgender lifestyle, it means that they're transgenders. When they're trying to beat down anybody that opposes the homosexuals, you need to understand that they're the homosexuals. Those that are trying to advocate the rights, the crimes that the pedophiles want concerning kids, you need to understand that they are pedophiles. And how many of them have to get busted before you finally awake to that fact? That's who these people are. Hey, folks, remember, Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword, and that sword's in my hand. And it does bring variance. And it really comes down to you to make up the decision. What do you want? Do you want light or do you want darkness? Paul Ryan, just this week, said they have no interest whatsoever in stopping immigration. Now, I want you to understand the word that they're keeping and they're omitting and withholding from that statement is we're talking about illegal immigrants, not undocumented immigrants. We're talking about illegal immigrants. And immigrants, which we all are, America, we do need to keep in mind that our forefathers came here legally. And those that are here even now desire all to come into America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, right? They want the immigrants to come over here legally as well. And keep in mind, foreigners have, they're afforded asylum in this country constitutionally, but they're to adhere to the laws of the Mosaic Institution. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not commit adultery, honor your father and your mother, so on and so forth. And that's the second tablet. The first is, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, and remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And keep in mind as well, friends, remember the Sabbath. We're talking about Christian churches in this country, right? We're not talking about foreign religions coming into America, because if you allow that, like it tells us in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, that when other gods are in the land, there will be war. But keep in mind, this administration, as you all well know, is doing everything in its power to be compliant concerning the illegals that come into this country by making you the foreigner. And keep in mind, that is perfect judgment. See, this is what's so cool about it. When you can see as an eagle sees, he sees a lot more than those that are close to the situation. When the eagle, he goes way up there. He's flying by himself in this little circle. And what he's doing is he's checking out his prey. And nobody else can see it, but he can see it. It's like the eagle and the prophetic. They can see what's coming down, and they know exactly what's going on. They're spot on, knowing the times as the sons of Issachar did, and also going to the book of Amos, as I'm referring to right now, that the Lord did nothing lest he first revealed it to the prophets, his servants. Right? See, that's what's so cool about serving God, friends. And everybody's got the ability to prophesy. And don't tell me about all the fact that, you know, that's the Old Testament. No, that's the New Testament. And it's interesting how the American people strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, because when you look at Ephesians 4:11, it tells us about the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. And yet the New Testament only talks about the pastor one time, and yet the pastor in this country is actually leading the church when he's not called to lead the church at all. It's first the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. But see, again, they didn't know what they were talking about. That's why we go back to the Word of God and understand, if we're in trouble, what do we do? But I want to go back to this point. Paul Ryan says they have no interest in stopping immigration. He forgot to use the word illegal immigration. But keep in mind that this is the same guy, Paul Ryan, you know, the good guy that's going to be put in there. Folks, he's a clown. I mean, folks, you've been putting up with the debased sort for a long time, and you call him government in this country. And you wonder why foreign countries laugh at you today? You trust what they don't trust. It's supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to right the wrongs. Now you have foreigners righting your wrongs, trying to tell you to wake up. But folks, Paul Ryan says we have no interest in stopping immigration. Illegal, I'm interjecting the word that he doesn't want you to actually acknowledge. As I said yesterday, friends, who are these people working for? They're not working for we the people. You know that. I know that. They're working for special interest groups. And isn't it interesting how they keep protecting Islam? Every single one of them. Did you also know that Paul Ryan threatens to sue Trump over immigration? No, illegal immigration. If he were to become the president of the United States, saith he, said, we'll sue him. Hey, tongue in cheek, friends, we'll sue him. Didn't even think twice about it. He knows who his master is. He knows who's paying him. Folks, you've been in the process of being plundered for a long time by the people that you accept, and you just didn't know any different. You think that you're safe, when in fact the opposite is true. They are tearing down your borders. They are staging attacks, even now. There's a siege going on. That means a slow takeover. Hey, folks, I don't need to know what somebody told me inside as to realize what's going on in the country. The Word of God already told me in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. And folks, that's not the only portion of Scripture to understand as to what's going on in this country. But you want to talk about spot on verbatim? Just read those two chapters. Read them slow and open your ears and open your eyes. I don't need some dude telling me about a conspiracy here and a conspiracy there, and then trying to set a carnal fear on me to paralyze me. No, I need the fear of God. I need to know that right now is not a time to be afraid. Right now is the time to prove our God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church, Sam, what would they be doing? Yep, you heard him. He said, bring it down, Brother Dean. That's right. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Hey, folks, Paul Ryan threatens to sue Donald Trump, if he were to become the president of the United States, over immigration. Hey, folks, we don't have a gun problem. We have a problem with accepting corruption in those that serve we the people. That's the problem. But we accept that because it's in you to accept it. Just had a post from Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media.com editor. I just wanted to throw this in the mix as well. As I was just sharing with you a couple moments ago, what's going on in your country right now is really them. Men flood targets to film teen girls. Brand new article, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Tim just posted it. All this is coming from the White House. All this coming from the White House, and America's trying to figure out where the problem is. And for some reason, the American people are just living their lives, man. Just acting as if it has nothing to do with you. Friends, let me say this one more time. God is going to, my Father is going to, and by experience, I understand it all too well. He is going to get your attention one way or another. It's better to respond on the front rather than the back, because usually in the back, it's too late. In other words, shut off the conservatives. Shut off the conspiratorials, right? Shut off the counterfeit Christians. And if they're not willing to tell you black and white what's going on in your country, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. But again, go to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Men flood target to film teen girls after allowing males in female changing rooms. And friends, one more question. Who's responsible for all those crimes against these kids? The target CEO is, anybody else that's in agreement and allied with their covenant of death and their covenant of hell, because it will be disannulled. Do keep that in mind. But don't allow the leaving to leave in the whole lump, friends. Deal with them, because these CEOs are not above the law. I don't care how much money they have. And neither is the President of the United States, right? We can do this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.